Have you ever had a great idea for a product or business, but didn't know where to start? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, brought to you by My Point Credit Union, home of San Diego's best checking account. I Can Help brings together San Diego's most interesting local entrepreneurs and business owners, so you, our listeners, can hear the amazing stories behind their success. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, 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 welcome. Do you have a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are. You're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs. And I'm Mark the Spark, your host. And I have a co-host, Pamela, from the great state of Hawaii. Would you like to say aloha, Pamela?
Aloha. Happy Saturday.
Aloha to you, Pamela. I love saying aloha. If only I was in Hawaii saying it. But how can you not like San Diego? Beautiful San Diego. Well, we come to you every Saturday morning, and we talk to different people about their business. Maybe how they got started, troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, and hopefully enjoying some success today. Pamela, who do we have in the studio with us today?
Okay, we have two guests today. We have first, we have Levi Moran with The Anchor in Oceanside.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Levi. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. And we'll get to you in just a brief minute or two. And Pamela, who is our other guest in the studio?
We have Suzanne Scheibel, and she's with Comparion Insurance.
Wonderful. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Welcome, 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 and a couple more welcomes. I love a full studio. It always makes me feel happy. Every week, we give a shout-out to a past sponsor, and we do it on a spinning wheel. I stole it from a game show a long time ago. Pamela, spin the wheel and tell us who it lands on, a past sponsor that was on the show, and we give a free shout-out. We do this every week. It's Pamela's favorite thing. If we didn't do it, she probably wouldn't even be here.
At least it gives me something to do. Okay, today it landed on Solana Beach Chamber of Commerce with Jamie Johnson.
Yeah.
She was just on here.
She just, not long ago. In fact, last week.
She came up pretty quick on the wheel.
I guess so. You never know. It's the luck of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
A free shout out to Jamie. And again, what was her business, Pamela?
Solana Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. And you can find their logo on my website, markthespark.org. And please remember, it is a .org. We are an educational platform. And you can find the sponsor for the Solana Beach and just click on and there'll be a drop of information. There is all the sponsors from the show on my website. Again, markthespark.org. Okay, so let's get to our first sponsor, Levi. I'm so happy you're here, Levi, and welcome to the studio.
Thank you again.
And you have The Anchor, which is in Oceanside, and I love Oceanside. And so I guess the first question is, which I ask almost everybody, is how did you get started with this organization?
Well, The Anchor's been around since 1951. It was four guys who started it. When the Marines were heading to the Korean War to help them out. It's been helping through every era of war to make sure that every military member is taken care of. I got involved with it in 2012 as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
The previous director had written me and asked if I wanted to come help. So I started just helping in different capacities there. And in 2013, when that director had moved on to Louisiana to take on another job, the chairman of that place, his name is John, he was like, do you want to become the director? So he basically interviewed me, if you want to call it an interview, over the phone, driving down the 78, and by the time he exited, he hired me. So
that's
how I got
story.
Started. Yeah.
That's a good one. I don't hear that story too often.
So it's been really good, and I've been there since then.
Wonderful, wonderful. Sounds like a wonderful organization you're involved in. Started in 1951?
Correct, 1951.
about as old as I am.
Not even close.
Not even close. All right. Thank you. We'll keep going with the show then. All right. What makes your space so unique anyways out there?
What separates us is because we're a military ministry. We are a Christian-based group, and there are a lot of groups out there that do military ministries, but they're all attached to churches, and so therefore those military ministries are associated with the churches. Ours is a separate entity by itself in its own facility, in its own building. It's supported by people throughout the United States, throughout different organizations, including churches. And so they provide the means for the facility to run. When an individual comes to the facility, they're walking into a place that is an ambiance that is just completely friendly. It's supposed to feel like home, and they can relax. There's a theater. There's a game room. There's they can video game systems. And it's just a place where they can relax from the heaviness of the week and the craziness of the week. And if they want to eat, they want to sleep. They just want to read or watch a movie. It's there for them. And so it provides this sanctuary of itself where there's nothing else attached to it. There's no secondary thing. It's all its primary by itself.
I like that. I like that. And I did see some guitars in one of the facilities there. I noticed that right off. About 100 years ago when I was a teenager, I was in a band and I played guitar.
Nice.
Yeah, I had several. In fact, I still have a few. I have a Les Paul and a Stratocaster. Okay, nice. And a Telecaster and an SG, Gibson SG. God, I don't play them enough, but I look like a wonderful facility that you have there.
Thank you.
Very relaxing. And I understand that you feed these servicemen and women for free.
That is correct. So we do three types of sandwiches, six types of shakes.
Mm.
So they can get a deli, PB&J, or a grilled cheese. They can modify the grilled cheese or the PB&Js they want. So little side story, I had a Marine that requested a PB&J with pickles. I tried it. It's interesting. But or the other one is PB&J with a slice of cheddar cheese.
Wow. So,
and that's not too bad, to be honest with you. It's weird, but it's good. But the point is we feed them. It's really nice how we can go about it. They fill out the menu. We bring the food to them. They can take it to go if they want to. They can stay at the facility and hang out. And they can get as much food as they want.
Mm.
So some of these young men, their training is so intense. They have ordered in one sitting every sandwich on the menu and two shakes. And
they
ate the whole thing.
Wow. That's like me in my younger years. That's a lot. Pamela, we know a good peanut butter, don't we?
Mm-hmm, we do.
JoJo's. So where do you get your food?
So it takes about $500 to $600 a week to feed the military that come through.
Uh-huh.
The food comes from people donating. So when people donate to us monetarily, that money goes into running the facility plus getting the food. So then we will go to Costco. We will go to Smart and Final where we can get the best deals, buy in bulk, and then we prep everything. My wife runs the kitchen. She was in the culinary industry for a few years, so she's prepped it that way. And then we've also had people turn around and go, okay, well, we're going to go to Costco for you. We're going to buy cases of water, cases of Gatorade, or big boxes of chips and bring it in so you guys don't have to spend that money on that. And then that helps through providing the food.
I bet that would really help.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, because when you say we go get the food at Costco, who's we?
We is me.
I had that feeling. You got a mouse in your pocket.
The business Costco, arriving there at 6:45 a.m. to make sure I get in right away.
Yeah. With that big old...
With the big old cart, yeah.
The flat cart.
Pamela, did you ask something you wanted to ask Levi?
Yeah, I did. Not so much ask, but
sure.
I had the opportunity to go visit their facility, and it was amazing. And I took my husband and my in-laws, and they were just thrilled. And he literally, the men and women there were like eating their food. They were just having fun, relaxing, reading a book. They did have a little movie area. Mm-hmm. And the food and the sandwiches are like gourmet. It's not just a cheapy, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the milkshakes are in the nice glass, fun, tall milkshake.
Oh, yes.
You know, so it's kind of special, you know. And what Levi was saying, too, when we were there, that they get to go in there. They're their own person, right?
Right.
No ranking or whatever. No rank, explain that because I think that's really super important.
I have four rules to the place when they come in. First of all, no rank. So they leave all the rank at the door. It doesn't matter if you're an E1 private or an O6 colonel. Number two is use your first name or your nickname. Unless your nickname's inappropriate, then don't use that. No alcohol because we want to keep it dry.
Yeah. And then you don't want those Marines fighting.
Yeah, yes. And we want them to relax. So that's basically it, that they don't use rank. And there's a thing called devil dogging where when the Marine Corps, you get each other's case. Where's your haircut? Where's your shave? None of that. Just relax. Mm-hmm. And you can worry about all that at the PX on base.
Wonderful. So you rely on volunteers for the whole operation?
Correct.
Yeah, pretty much. How do you recruit volunteers?
As a volunteer, somebody sees it. I ask them, hey, come in on a Saturday. Watch what we do. They observe it for an hour or two. And then I find out what they really like to do. Do they want to be behind the scenes, talking to people, help in the kitchen, be outside? And then as they're geared towards certain talents, that's how we put them in place so they can get their jobs done. And then all I ask is that they volunteer for 2 hours a month.
Wonderful, Levi. How can we reach you?
The fastest way to reach me is my cell phone, 808-782-6294. Or you can go to our website at www.theanchoroceanside.com and then hit contact.
Wonderful. Yep. We're going to take a halftime break and pay some bills. Please stay in the studio, Levi.
You got it.
We'll be back and talk to Suzanne. Please stay with us.
Here's the deal. We're flipping pizza, and we love pizza. New York, thin crust pizza to be exact. Not deep dish, not super fancy, just your honest old school. I'm from Brooklyn, and you're not pizza. We start with fresh hand-tossed dough. Top them off with 100% whole milk mozzarella and fresh ingredients. Then cook them in a traditional brick oven to give each bite that crispy goodness. Come visit one of our four veteran-owned flipping pizza restaurants today. Located in Encinitas, Del Mar, Carmel Mountain, and 4S Ranch.
Here at My Point Credit Union, we know it's hard to get by in San Diego these days. Between rent, gas prices, and traffic, it can feel like your life is one long obstacle course, which is why we're offering San Diego's best checking account. It's designed with one thing in mind, to make your life easier. After all, we want you to feel like family. My Point Credit Union is committed to making sure our members get what they want, including one-on-one support and financial security. Find your branch today at mypointcu.com. That's mypointcu.com.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com. ILENDGIRL.com. NMLS number 293. 3365.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of I Can Help, show about small business and small business entrepreneurs. And we just finished talking to Levi with The Anchor in Oceanside, and he did give out his website, and you can find him on mine too. So we have our second sponsor is Suzanne. Well, welcome, 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 Suzanne. How are you today?
I am great. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. As Pamela knows, I love a full studio. So tell us how you got started. I asked that to everybody, and Levi told us how he got started. So let's hear from you, Suzanne.
Well, I have been with Liberty Mutual for 23 years.
Wow.
I found the position from the Union Tribune in the actual newspaper. Who says that nowadays? So I called, and I was so excited. I was working at a car dealership at the time as a service advisor. And I was so grateful that I could wear girl clothes again and have a successful career.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
I know myself, when I dress up, I feel better, too. It's kind of a personal thing. So how many companies do you broker with? Is this a lot?
I do. So I definitely work for Liberty Mutual, and then I broker with over 22 carriers.
Wow.
So the great thing with Comparion is we are able to compare, and I'm able to shop the rates for my clients to make sure I can find the best coverages, best pricing to help them.
Well, there's quite a bit to choose from, 22. And what are the different types of insurances that you handle?
Yes, Liberty Mutual, as well as I work with Mercury, Progressive, many new home carriers. Many clients are having a hard time with homeowners insurance right now. So I have many companies. One in particular is called Bamboo. They are a great carrier to work with, in addition to Mercury, HomeSight, Stillwater. There's 22 of them. So we shop to help navigate the best coverages to find the best pricing.
Well, I can see that. Now, so you do auto and you do home. Is there more?
Yes. I provide coverages for auto insurance, home insurance, umbrella, life insurance, and small business insurance.
Oh, wonderful. I know small business insurance, a lot of people that come on the show might be interested in talking to you.
Yes. Send them my way. Save with Suzanne.
Save with Suzanne. Yep.
And they can always go to my website, and you will be on my website along with Levi. And if they click on your logo, there'll be a drop of information. Now, I hear there are many changes to auto and home insurance. And what is going on with that?
These are unprecedented times. I have been in the industry for 23 years, and I've never seen anything like this, where carriers are even stopping, putting a hold on writing business, or just putting a hold on how long before you can acquire a new policy. For example, some carriers can take 10 days, 20 days before you have to submit an application, before you can even get a policy.
Really?
And that's before it even goes to their underwriting department to vet to make sure you can get a policy with that carrier. So, as a broker, I am able to shop, and I have carriers I can write the same day, where some people may not be able to have that availability to them.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on in the market?
That's going on for the auto market.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to this, the Department of Insurance has not allowed many carriers in California to increase their rates. So we will be seeing rate increases as a reflection of this, because now the floodgates are open, rate filings are in place. Some carriers have an 18 to 20 to 30% rate increases this year for auto insurance.
Wow.
So if you get your renewal and it's like, wow, my rates really changed, definitely call, get a quote, review coverages just to make sure there's no discounts you're missing, but also to do shop for rates right now. That's a very good time to reflect that. And then secondly, for homeowners insurance, many carriers are not renewing because of wildfire areas. And that's has been an issue here, and specifically in San Diego County, for quite some time. But another area where you want to shop and make sure that if that carrier has stopped writing insurance, or they have put a very large list together for if somebody does not perform all these upgrades to their home, they have to get insurance elsewhere.
Wow.
So it makes it very difficult and very costly for a client. So again, give me a call. I'm here to help. I will shop it for you to find the best price I can.
Well, that's very interesting too, what you said. Pamela?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as you know, I do mortgages as well, 20 years in. But Suzanne, I always send my clients to Suzanne because she's honest and she shops it. And she'll say, hey, your policy's good, or I can do better, right? And there's so many different things, guidelines and compliance and everything that goes with it. Some people are like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Suzanne will do it an honest way, which I trust, because it could definitely get back to you,
right,
you know, if something's not right. So I always trust Suzanne, and she always takes great care of my clients.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah. And you're right here in San Diego?
I am in San Diego, yes. So I write anywhere in the state of California and in other states as well.
Yes, you're licensed in Hawaii, aren't you?
I am licensed in Hawaii.
Aloha. Oh, wait. It's Hawaii. Aloha. Hear that, Pamela?
No. Yeah, there's lots of people I need to go to Hawaii with.
Yes, I am one of them.
Pamela says, you got to say it right, though. It has to be said right. Okay, and, you know, this show is about small business, and you do provide insurance for small businesses. And do you want to elaborate just a little bit on that?
Yes, thank you very much. I do provide coverages for small businesses such as general liability, workers' comp as well. So it can range from a small landscaper to a large dental office. Mm-hmm. So there's a very large range of an appetite that we can assist to make sure people are taken care of.
Because businesses, they need insurance. It's not an option, really.
Absolutely.
And I have had several different businesses, some success, some failures, and some break-evens. But you always need insurance. And there's another insurance called interruption insurance or something like that. It's if like a flood or a fire interrupts your business, you can still get insurance on that. Does insurance matter if you're a sole proprietor or an LLC or a C corp? I imagine it could be tailored to different corporate structures, small business structures.
Yes, it can definitely be tailored to each unique entity.
The employees too.
Yes, it does matter from the amount of employees. So there are certain credits you can have with X amount to.
More employees you get, the less the insurance is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, I know. I had once 23 employees, and I had to get insurance. You've got workers' comp, and then there's also liability insurance on the facility and things like that. Different types of insurances. Pamela, want to comment on any of this?
Yeah, I was thinking too also, I know when you're speaking to my clients, you ask, are they a teacher? Aren't there just like specific professions that you can kind of help also that's different?
Absolutely, yes. So there's definitely occupational discounts that can provide additional savings for both auto as well as homeowners insurance. And one thing that many people don't realize as well that if you have upgraded your home, if you have replaced the electrical wiring, many people are getting solar, many people are upgrading their panels. By doing that, that is something that can provide a discount off of homeowners insurance in addition to replacing your roof.
I see.
To replacing the HVAC system, to replacing the plumbing. So if all of those things have been completely replaced, let your insurance company know. Have you remodeled your kitchen? Have you remodeled your landscape? Making sure all of those are added. Sometimes it can increase your costs, but if you just spent thousands of dollars to upgrade, you want to make sure it's going to be replaced for everything you've invested into your house.
Mm-hmm. That's very important because if you do those upgrades on your house, it seems like it should affect your insurance.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, well, those are very good, interesting points you've made today, Suzanne. I know I'd kind of like to have you take a look at my auto insurance.
Thank you. I'll be honored.
see if you could get me a little bit better of a rate. I have this tendency with all the sponsors to kind of see if I can't use their services myself. So we're coming to the end of our show. And could you tell us how anyone could reach you if they want to talk to you about insurance?
Yes, thank you. So my business cell phone is 619-929-7850. Mm-hmm. My email is a long one.
Oh, boy.
So here you go. Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E dot Scheibel, S-C-H-A-I-B as in boy, L-E, at Comparion, which is spelled Comparion insurance.com.
Wonderful.
Or just give me a call or text. I will return it right away.
Wonderful. And also, you can be found on my website, too, if anyone catch that. And they can always replay your show. Levi, with the anchor,
I
want to, again, thank you for being in the studio. And you're doing a wonderful thing. So just kind of briefly, how can people reach you if they want to donate or if they want to come down and help out physically? How can anyone reach you?
So to donate, go to our website again, www.theanchoroceanside.com. Mm-hmm. You can donate online. Mm-hmm. The other way to come down to the facility, it's located at 323 North Coast Highway in Oceanside. And we're there on Fridays and Saturdays, and you can come see the facility. And you can also email me as well as levi.moran2012@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Levi.
Thank you.
For being in the studio. I'd like to invite everyone to go to my website, markthespark.org. I also have a lenders board where I list lenders for small business and a credit board for creditors that can help you with your credit. And we come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 on KCBQ. The Answer, San Diego. Hey, Pamela, would you like to say goodbye to the good people of San Diego?
Yes. Goodbye. Have a great weekend and happy Easter.
What? No aloha?
Aloha.
Mark the Spark saying see you later. So long. Goodbye.
Here at My Point Credit Union, we know it's hard to get by in San Diego these days. Between rent, gas prices, and traffic, it can feel like your life is one long obstacle course, which is why we're offering San Diego's best checking account. It's designed with one thing in mind, to make your life easier. After all, we want you to feel like family. My Point Credit Union is committed to making sure our members get what they want, including one-on-one support and financial security. Find your branch today at mypointcu.com. That's mypointcu.com.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com, ILENDGIRL.com, NMLS number 293365.